Last Sunday was the first ever Green Shirt Day across Canada, including here at St. Paul's. It's the color of the Humboldt Broncos hockey jerseys. And on April 6th last year, the terrible bus crash occurred that killed 16 and injured 13, mostly from the Broncos. One of those who died was 21-year-old Logan Brulé. Logan had an off-season trainer and mentor named Rick Sluggo Suggett. His nickname was Sluggo. And Rick passed away from a cerebral hemorrhage on the 27th of June in 2017 at the age of 58. And he had registered to become an organ donor. And this inspired Logan to do the same. He shared his wishes with his family while they were sitting together on the back porch of the family home one day shortly before the crash. We're going to watch now together 6 minutes from a Sports Illustrated video called The Logan Effect, which takes us through what happened as a result.
We weren't even at the part in our conversation where we typically would talk about the opportunity for donation. But they had in their hearts a clear vision of what Logan would have wanted. And in that moment of extreme grieving, they could speak for what he wanted.
And then that's the snow. He's beautiful. Logan was beautiful. Clean up his face. He had a bit of a long time in his temple. He had a bruise on his one shoulder. Other than that, he had no outside damage whatsoever. He was beautiful. And about 11:45 the next morning, on Saturday morning, was when they officially declared a brain passed. But his heart beat on its own, and we were told more than once by the nurses and doctors that in the situation of an organ donation, that's the strongest heart they've ever seen.
Despite Logan's traumatic injury, Logan's heart didn't stop beating. It carried on. It had another purpose. Because they had to wait for everything to get in place for the surgery before they could recover the organs. We got 27 hours that we got to spend with him. We sang songs and we read stories to him, and talked to him, and laughed, and held his hand. And it was kind of like reliving things that we loved to do when they were little. Probably one of the best things I can do is just lay my head on Logan's chest and listen to his heartbeat, and it was strong, and you could close your eyes and it wasn't, you weren't in the hospital. You're trying to do everything you want to do forever in those hours, because that's all the time you know you're gonna get, even though we were thankful for the time we got. The Blythe family sustained many of us in how they led through their grieving. They are people with clarity in moments of crisis and love deep enough to stand up when it was probably the most difficult thing for them to say. Watching them hold him and caress his hands and hearing the stories about his trips with his sister. The pictures all around just showing that this family had so much love and they had so much to lose in that moment. We got to walk with him to surgery, and just before they took him in, we got to say goodbye and give him one last hug and a kiss. I always talked about Logan battling it through and working hard to
to get past obstacles. And I believe that I think he battled so that we could be there with him and for us to be able to say goodbye to him and to be with him.
He passed away. He just told Neil, who was godfather, just do something, send something out. And that's when Global Bully Effect started. After I posted that on Facebook, I did check into those status of that post, and I started to notice that there were people that were not necessarily in my immediate circle that were replying back. You can see within hours, you know, we're already, I think, up to 1,000. Twitter kind of got involved. Some news groups locally reported the right news and got quite a bit of traction as well.
He was just 21 years old. Logan had signed
the final wish of Broncos defenseman Logan Goulet. He helped save the lives of students.
Ring off the hook at the Saskatchewan transplant program.
Since Sunday, the number of people signing up as donors in Alberta has actually doubled.
I would hope that this spreads like wildfire and death.
Saskatchewan has some of the worst organ donation rates in the country, about half the Canadian average. It's why the final wish of Logan Goulet means so much to so many.
Also, the Mexicans came from around North America. Like, my dad had a heart transplant, thank you so much. Just the volume and the cross-section from around the world, people of all walks of lives, all ages. It's surreal, really, to see that number and to know the grand effect. In Canada, only five provinces have online registration, so they could actually keep track. Regular open sign-ups for our boy were like 300 people a weekend. Well, that weekend they had like 3,000, and then every day it was like boom, 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 boom. So by the end of April, which is Organ Donor Month in Canada, whatever it would normally be, they attributed 95,000 extra registrations to the Logan Bully.
And that number is now over 150,000, and that number of 150,000 is actually before the calculation of the most recent influence of Green Shirt Day. Over 150,000 have become organ donors in Canada, and Logan's influence has spread far beyond our borders as well, of course. The establishment of Green Shirt Day, focusing on organ donation, promises to keep multiplying the life-giving influence of Logan's giving of himself in love. And as we think of that gift, especially on this day, Palm Sunday, I can't help but think of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus for us, to give us life. Today, we focus on the life-giving influence of our Lord Jesus, who gave himself for each one of us, Logan included. We all, if you like, needed an organ transplant. We needed to have Jesus' life within us, his heart beating within us. And Jesus willingly sacrificed himself on the cross so that we might have that life inside us and be saved. He held nothing back, gave all of himself for us in love. May we remember this today and indeed all our lives. May we allow his example of self-giving and his life within us to move us to do the same.